All right, we are live. We're live. I'll give it a few minutes. See if anyone gets notified, if I get notified. Gosh, there's a lot going on. I'll just wait a second. Let people come on, get in here. Let's talk this out. Let's talk it out, guys. Let's see here. All right. Waiting. All right. I'm going to start talking. Hey, Catherine. My sister's on right now. Hey, Flash. Catherine. On YouTube. The world is nuts right now. Yes. Yes, it is. That fact check true. Fact check true. It's crazy, guys. But this is what it looks like, right? This is what it looks like when you have weak leadership. This is what the world looks like. And I would ask you, what good has happened since Biden has become president? I would like the Biden supporters, because I got a lot of you guys that troll me on my pages. Please explain to me what good has happened since the guy that you love so much took the presidency. I mean, every day it's something else. Every day. And you couldn't handle the mean tweets. They were just so unbearable. Oh my gosh. That you brought us to this. To this. I mean, it's one thing after another. We started with the horrendous pullout in Afghanistan. Leaving billions and billions of dollars in Afghanistan of military equipment. And where do you think that military equipment is being used now? I mean, just connect the dots, people. Where is that money being used now? You've got insane inflation. Do you just think about what is going to happen to gas prices right now? I honestly don't know how the person that is living paycheck to paycheck is going to handle what is about to ensue. It's nuts. And this is what you wanted. This is what you wanted. Inflation, high gas prices, grocery shopping. You buy two bags of groceries and you're looking at a couple hundred dollars right now. Home values. People that have put their home value and really invested in their homes, completely losing all their value. I mean, look at your 401k. It's just, is this, I'm just wondering, is this what you wanted? Is this what you wanted? I was going to do a satirical video today, but I'm not, there's nothing funny right now going on. Like I was going to say, you know what? The Biden regime, the leftist crazies out there. We're hearing that a US Navy aircraft or carrier is heading out towards Israel right now. And I thought, I bet you if I was going to do a satirical video, I bet you the lefties are concerned about how the Gerald Ford carrier identifies itself, right? Is it a he, him aircraft carrier, since its name is Gerald? I mean, or is it a they, them? I mean, that is their concern when the world is on fire right now. What will happen tomorrow? Honestly, what does tomorrow look like? Do you guys like living like this? Is this what you wanted? We had no new wars under the previous administration. None. There was no looming threat of World War III. We didn't have Kim Jong-un, who's currently just firing off nuclear missiles into the ocean, meeting with Russian Vladimir President. What was that, last month? I mean, it keeps getting crazier and crazier. And now I'm hearing, I don't know if this can be confirmed, that the Wagner Group is supposedly, possibly, allegedly helping fund some of this junk that's happening with Israel, against Israel. We've got, it's so bad. It's so bad what's happening to Israel right now. And the reason, and I'm going to address the biblical perspective on this, but just don't come at me with your pro-Palestinian. I don't want to, you got, this was initiated by Hamas. And now just watch the media. It's going to flip here, guys, because I can just feel it. The anti-Semitism that's happening, that you've got huge people celebrating this in Palestine right now, while women and children are being raped and murdered by Hamas. And now they're threatening to literally kill people on camera. And you've got people in New York cheering this on. Like, if you don't think it's gotten messed up, I mean, you're crazy. You're crazy. And this was initiated, but watch. Just watch. I'm predicting this right now. You're going to see a flip. Right now, you see American media, like, supporting Israel. You see Biden supposedly supporting Israel, even though we're going to talk about Biden in a second on all this. But I believe we're going to see a flip. If we're heading into the times I think we're heading into, because you're going to see more and more of a rise of anti-Semitism. You're going to see more and more of a hatred for Israel. This has all been spoken. This has all been prophesied, and you can see it coming into play. And the people are, oh, the Bible's not true. Okay. What is it? Like 2000 prophetic prophecies are in the Bible, and about 1500 have already been fulfilled. No other book has that. Okay. It's a God-inspired. And we're heading into the final 500 of literally being ticked off. And it's happening right in front of your eyes. Now, whether you want to acknowledge that or not, that's up to you. But I'm watching it happen. Some are saying that this is Isaiah 17 coming into place. If you begin to see Damascus and Syria, and if you begin to see them get involved, open up to Isaiah 17 and you'll see how that plays out. Wow. So let's start. Let's start with the good old Biden, Biden Meister, whatever we want to call him, the big guy, Joe. Guy pulls out of Afghanistan, leaves billions and billions and billions and billions of military equipment in Afghanistan. And you're going to tell me that that equipment is not being used right now to attack Israel? Are you going to tell me that? Also, I think it's hilarious. This needs to be parodied. The Biden administration telling us that the $6 billion that was released to Iran for the hostage situation, the $6 billion that was released is still in the Qatar banks. First of all, Qatar like funds all of this stuff. Qatar funds like Muslim Brotherhood. They are like the central of like funding terrorism, okay? But it's still there. The $6 billion's still there. So Iran is not behind this, and there's no way that Iran would be funding this because the $6 billion is still in the account. Okay, let's just break this down because some people are slow, some people struggle. But let's say you're in need of a home. You're in desperate need of a home, and you're like, I'm going to get my home. And you have someone call you up. Let's say a family member calls you up and says, hey, we're going to give you $100,000 to help with your down payment for your home. We're going to release it to you. It's going to be in this bank account. Here's a signed contract order. It's all done and done. Okay. In the meantime, a home comes up that you're like, dream home comes up. You're like, I know I have $100,000 coming to me. Let's use what we have and let's put a down payment on this home. Okay. Money is fungible. It can be used for various different things. So if you don't think that somehow, Iran has always been funding. Iran has funded Hamas. Like they have been continuously doing this. So if you don't think they're involved in this, I think that's just pure ignorance, to be honest with you. And these people, Iran wants to annihilate Israel. They want Israel gone. They want Israel off the face of the planet. So, I mean, put the pieces together, okay? But this is Biden, right? This is the Biden administration continue and just you know, if you're like, well, what's Biden doing now? Like, I mean, how is he went to bed? Okay, they called a cap on his day about an hour ago. And over the weekend they had a barbecue. So you can tell how concerned the Biden administration is about all this. And if you're just gonna look at this from just a purely like, you know, global order, being implemented here, they have to have destabilization. They have to have destabilization everywhere, okay? Everywhere. They have to cause it to just all hell to break loose everywhere. You see it in Russia and Ukraine. You're now seeing it with Israel and Hamas. Who knows if that's going to escalate or de-escalate. I pray to God it de-escalates. You're going to see it. I don't want to believe this, but I am very concerned with the southern border being open and you see these grown men coming into our country. If you think that they're coming with just good work intentions, we have no idea how many terrorist cells are currently in our country right now or what is being planned right now. And I'm telling you, they have to have destabilization. They have to have everything burning, right? To cause complete chaos to then implement their agenda. So I wouldn't be surprised. And that's terrible. That's a terrible, terrible thing to think that, you know, we could have our own attack here in our own country. So that's just where my head's at right now. It's nuts. But to be honest with you, I made a post. It was back after Joe Biden was sworn into office. And I made a list of the things that will come to pass with this guy being in office. And I should find it. And literally almost all of them have been ticked off. Like almost all of them. Not to say like I just can foresee, but I can tell you what will happen when you get leftists, anti-America first people in office and they begin to implement their policies. You're seeing it. It's high inflation. It's high gas prices. It's world wars. It's destabilization. It's a coming after the family unit. It's confusing teenagers and all this stuff with your junk on your gender and all this just perverse crap. It's infiltrating the Catholic Church. It's going after people that are using their First Amendment rights to protest abortion clinics. It's all being implemented. You're all seeing it implemented. This is what it looks like. Okay. This is the left. This is the communist regime in action. This is what it looks like. Can it be stopped? If people wake up, I've got friends that are still not seeing it. I don't know if you do. And if you do, comment here. They're still like blind to it. They're still like, no. And some people are even saying that this is just Trump, the result of Trump, what he did coming into fruition. If you believe that being 3 years into a presidency and what we're seeing right now happen across around the world is the result of Trump, you are delusional. You are delusional. What you are witnessing right now is what you voted for if you're a leftist. What you voted for. This is it. Now, I get it. Trump bothered you, right? He bothered you. He said stuff that he shouldn't have said. He was like a bull in a china shop. He was brazen. He morally, I don't know if he's that great of a guy. Different wives, broken marriages, just horrible. Oh, my goodness. I can't stand him. Every time he talks, I see red. I get all that. You can't stand him. But you cannot vote on personality. You cannot vote on whether you like someone or whether you don't like someone. You vote on policies. And the policies you're seeing at play right now are destroying the world. They're destroying the world. And it's on full display. Do you support these policies? Do you support the elimination of the middle class? Do you support the elimination of free speech? Do you support terminating full grown babies inside their mother's wombs? Do you support confusing children and the castration of children? Do you support World War III? Do you support the military-industrial complex that makes tons of money off this junk, guys? Have you seen the stocks for military right now? All the people that contribute to military, all of that, it's skyrocketing. You don't think our Congress gets rich in this? You don't think like the lobbyists get rich in this? This is all, they want this. They want destabilization. They want war. Do you support that? Are those the policies you support? You got to vote on policy. And it blows my mind, these people that vote emotionally. And that's my heart, right? Like I really feel like I'm called to reach people on an emotional level. That's why I use comedy. That's why I use drama. That's why I shot the For the Greater Good video. A scarier approach. Like, that's why I do what I do, because you have to get these people that are emotional people to see it. And I pray to God they wake up. Someone said the other day, it was on one of my Facebook posts, and this is to go more of a biblical route, but they said that like the water broke when what happened to Israel. We've got at least 1,000 dead now, hundreds and hundreds kidnapped. I don't know how our military, our U.S. intelligence, our NSA, CIA, I have no idea how we missed that. When you think about the satellite capability, the drone capability we have to see that movement taking place on the border, like no red flags going up. I don't know how we missed that, our intelligence. I don't know how the IDF missed that. I have a lot of thoughts on that. I don't know if I should share those yet, but I'm beginning to question how this all happened. I'm beginning to question the lack of warning and the infiltration that took place, that like for such a secure country. Like Israel is like, they're in the middle of their enemies, right? Like they are surrounded by enemies. They're surrounded by everyone that wants to kill them. They want them gone, right? It's a testament to the miraculous power of God that Israel is still standing right now. I mean, honestly. So you'd think that they would be just on such high alert, especially on a holiday. And I don't know how they were infiltrated. Now, do they have a breach in their system? Do they have moles? Do they have people within the Israeli government that are corrupt? Did we know about this? Did we not say anything? I don't know. There's a lot of different questions. And I guess we'll figure that out after all of the dust settles. But you're now going to see the retaliation, right? That's starting to take place. You see the Gaza Strip, like that whole area just being completely decimated right now. And you're going to see a pro-Palestinian rise up. And just remember, Israel was hit first. Okay, they were hit first and now they're retaliating. They cannot have their citizens kidnapped, murdered, and raped and completely just horrible. Like, they can't allow that. You have to retaliate. You have to lay it down. You have to say no more. You cannot do this. And so that's what we're seeing. And of course, Hamas, very pro-propaganda, they're going to, you know, they'll be showing horrendous pictures. I just guarantee it's coming. You're going to see children. You're going to see women. It's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad. But this is war, right? This is what happens when you have weak people running things. Wars happen, right? People prey on weakness. So here we are. It's horrible. It's a horrible situation to be in. And I do think, and I do know, like, according to the Bible, and I've been studying more about like all of this end times and eschatology and going down that route, because I really feel like God led me down this, like he's like, just prepare. You got to be ready for what's coming. And I lay it all out. Like, I say what's coming, and he does. And you're going to see an increase of anti-Semitism. You're going to see an increase of Jewish hate. You're going to see an increase of attacks on Israel. You're going to see other countries actually unite. Countries that you would never even imagine unite against Israel. This is spoken of. This will come to pass. Ezekiel 38 talks about Russia getting involved. Russia actually teaming up and going after Israel. Now, whether this happens now or later, I don't know. But we do know that we will see a rise of other nations joining together to come against Israel. Where is the U.S. in all this? I have no idea. We're not even mentioned, to be honest with you. So I hope we're still here, but we're not mentioned. But you're going to see a rise in this. You're going to see more activity in this. I always, just from a biblical point of view, and just for those watching, like I do believe in pre-tribulation. I do believe in the rapture. I do believe that the church is not here for that. The more I study the Bible, the more I continuously see the rapture all throughout scripture. And we can maybe dive into that at some point, but I do believe in the rapture. I do believe in the rapture of the saints, of the church. When you come to Christ, when you walk with him and you have that personal relationship with him, you know, we are his body. Right? We are the bride and body of Christ. And it's not the groom like nature to then pour out wrath on its bride. Like, that's just not the nature of God. Like, that's not Jesus. That's not the God I serve. And when Jesus specifically states, you know, I'm going to prepare a place for you, that also in John is another like reference to the church is having a place prepared for them that they will be at when it all goes down. And I mean, this could take forever going into this, but I just want to brush it. But I do believe that that's going to happen. I do believe we're getting closer to that. I don't know how far out we are, but you're going to start to see things escalate. You're going to start to see things increase. And this is not to cause fear, because that's the blessed hope, right? The blessed hope is that we have Jesus, that we're not in all of this chaos. We're not part of it. We're not, when that's what's so incredible about salvation. And not only it saves your eternity, your soul, but it also saves you from the day of wrath. And the day of wrath is coming. And that is when you start to go down into Ezekiel 38 and all of the nations rising up against Israel and the battle of Armageddon actually taking place. And that is down the road. And it was interesting. I saw a post the other day on Twitter, and it was some guy, clear, I don't think he's a Christian at all. I'm pretty sure. No. But he said, will there ever be peace in the Middle East? And I thought, yes, there will be. There will be peace in the Middle East. At some point, there will be a huge broker deal. The Bible says all this. This is what's so awesome about the Bible. But there will be a broker deal. There'll be a treaty. There will be a massive treaty that takes place with a wonderful guy. A lot of people will think he's the Messiah. A lot of people will think this guy is incredible. I think he's going to be charming. I think he's going to be good looking. I think he's going to be the kind of guy that if you didn't like him, everybody would be like, what is wrong with you? Like, you're crazy. He's amazing. And he's going to broker incredible peace deals in the Middle East. It's going to cause just pure bliss and happiness. And a lot of people are going to believe that he's the Messiah. And he'll be right alongside another guy, a false prophet, that will say, hey, this is the Messiah, pointing towards him. And a lot of people will be deceived. But there will be peace, brokered peace, for 3.5 years. For 3.5 years, total peace. And then this guy will expose himself to be the Antichrist. He is completely Antichrist. And he will rise up. And he will turn on those that have welcomed him as the Messiah, and he'll go after them. And that, after that, all hell breaks loose, literally, like hell breaks loose, like hell is unleashed, and it gets really bad, really fast. And it, when you think about it, like people like watching this would be like, that's crazy. Like this is, but you believe in aliens. A lot of people on here like might think I sound crazy, but you believe in aliens, right? Like, I mean, but the more I read the Bible, the more I see it, and the more it's like, wow, this is incredible to watch. And we're watching things just be ticked off, just one after the other. And I do believe we're in a period right now where we're experiencing wars and rumors of wars. We're gonna witness more destabilization. I do not believe the church is here for when it all gets horrible. And you can read about the outpouring of wrath, the outpouring of judgment, the outpouring, the seals being open and judgment coming to this earth. And that does happen. That does happen because you cannot have a God that is righteous, that is good, that is holy, if you don't have judgment? Because there can be no righteousness without judgment, right? When you think about the sick perversity of things that are happening to children across our globe, think about the sex trafficking. You think about the molesting. You think about the wickedness that is ensuing on this earth right now. The horrible, horrible atrocities taking place all across the world. There will be judgment. There will be a day where this is stopped, where everyone committing these evil, wicked acts are held accountable. It does happen. And that has to happen in order for God to be righteous. And there's this very powerful moment in Revelations when one of the angels is like pouring out the wrath of God, and people are like just so like they're rejecting it. They're still, even at this point, guys, they're still rejecting God. They're still saying, I want nothing to do with your God. I want nothing to do with him. They're rejecting, they're rejecting, they're rejecting. And this one angel is pouring out the wrath, and he looks at God and he says, you're righteous. You are righteous. And he is righteous, and he has to judge the wicked. This cannot continue. You know, the earth is groaning. The earth is groaning right now. And we're at a very, very pivotal moment in time. And when you talk to some people and they're like, oh, this sucks. Like, this is really a bummer to be here, like right now. Like, why couldn't I have lived in like the 1950s? Or why couldn't I have been here during like the cowboy days? Or why couldn't I have been here, you know, back in, I don't know, the 1920s or whatever? God picked you for now. He picked you for right now. And that's really powerful to me, because the Bible says in Jeremiah that God knew you before he formed you. So he knew you. He knew your spirit, right? You are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. But he knew your spirit before he formed you. And he didn't say, you know, I'm going to put Rachel here, you know, in the 1800s. I think she'd really enjoy, you know, heading west and doing the whole gold rush thing. He said, no, I'm going to put her here in 2023 for here and now. I mean, that's a powerful thing. And that's a huge responsibility. As Christians, that is a huge responsibility to think, okay, like we're here now. Use it. You know, use this time to share Jesus. Use this time to reach people that are lost. I don't want to get emotional about it, but it is emotional because it's like such a privilege for such a time as this. And wow. Like, wow. And it should encourage you. It shouldn't discourage you. It should encourage you because you think, wow, like out of all of time, he could have put Paul on this planet for now. He could have put Peter. He could have put Moses. He could have put David. He could have put Esther. He could have put Ruth. He could have put Deborah. He didn't. He put you. And that is a huge like responsibility. It's a weight. Right? It's like, okay, what does this mean? Like, what is it? It means get it right, right? Get it right. Tell people about Jesus. Tell people that, you know, God is good. And what you're seeing in this world right now, all of this negativity, these wars, these horrible things happening to innocent people, that's not God. That is not God. We live in, and I know you hear this, we live in a fallen world, right? But everything hangs on God's word. So when God spoke this world into motion, out of his mouth came forth creation. Out of his mouth came forth civilization and everything that you see. And he created mankind. What a beautiful thing. And he created us in his image. That's what separates us from the animals. It's we're created in the image of God. We're created in the image of the creator. And when he did that, he then said, this is yours. I give you this planet. I give it to you. Take dominion. Be fruitful. Multiply. Like that's what he said. And then he said, don't eat from this tree. Now, why would he do that? people are like, why would he do that? Because he cannot force you to take dominion, to be fruitful and multiply, to do what he says. He wants you to have a choice to choose what he says or to not choose what he says. So if you have no choice, if you are given something and then you have no choice to choose differently, then you really don't have a choice, right? Like if I was to say, here's some chocolate and this is all you can eat, enjoy. That's not a gift, really. That's like, oh, like can I have another option? Is it just chocolate? Now you might like chocolate for a while, but eventually I don't want it. He gave another choice. So you have a choice to choose him or to not choose him. And that's been, and humanity chose to not to reject God. They chose to reject him. And after that happened, that is when sin came into the world. That's when darkness came into the world. That's when we opened the door to all of this evil. And when you see things that are evil, it's not God. It's man opening the door to evil. But you have authority over evil when you have Christ. You have authority. You have authority. There is power in the blood of Jesus. The Messiah has already come. He has already come. He's already bled. He's already died. He's already sacrificed his life for you. It's already been done. So anybody else coming is not them. False Messiah. He's already come. So with all that to say, we're here for this time. We're here for this moment in history. And I do believe it's significant. You know, some people are like, oh, you know, the pendulum swings, everything's going to be fine. And probably, you know, everything will be fine. I do believe God's word is true. And I do believe that when all is said and done, this ends well. Because God's word is true. And he cannot fail it. So with all that said, God can't go back on his word, right? He can't suddenly then take the world back, invade it, shut things down, stop the bad, do all that. He cannot, because he's given it to humans. The only way he can move is when we move. He moves through us, right? So that's how we stop this stuff, is through God's power in us. So anyways, I just kind of went off on a tangent on that, because I feel like for Christians, like now is the time. Like if you're, now is the time to speak up. Now is the time to share Christ. Now is the time to be a light in this darkness. I believe a lot of people are going to be looking for hope. There are people out there that don't have hope. I can't imagine waking up in the morning, watching what's happening in Israel, watching what's happened with Russia and Ukraine, watching their bank account just completely start to plummet and not have a hope. Like that breaks my heart. Like there is hope. There's hope. There's a hope in Jesus. There is a hope in him. Like Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have trials. You're going to have all sorts of stuff happen, right? But take heart. I have overcome the world. He's overcome it. He's already done it. He already knows how all the stuff ends with Israel. He already knows how all the stuff with Russia and Ukraine end. He already knows what happens with Biden. He already knows what happens in 2024 election. He already knows. He's already overcome it. So if you pursue him, if you seek him, if you know him, then there's that peace, because God's already solved it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's already been solved. It's not on you. Your job is to just be a light and to share Jesus. That's it. Like that's what you do. So anyways, but wild times to be here for now, wild times to be living in this time. And it is an honor. It is an honor, because when you start to see things start to be fulfilled, just Israel in itself becoming a nation is fulfilled prophecy taking place. Jerusalem, right. And keep your eye on, the Temple Mount, right? Keep your eye on the Temple Mount. Right now, there is a mosque on the Temple Mount, right? Eventually at some point, according to Revelations, there is a rebuilding of that. Hold on, I'm getting a call. There's a rebuilding of the temple. So I'm always like, you know, what's going on over the Temple Mount? because at some point the temple is rebuilt. So keep an eye on that area. But my prayer is that this does de-escalate. My prayer, of course, is that Israel, you know, is protected, that all of this stop, that we do go through a time of peace. But if we don't, I still have peace. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I still have peace. Because God, my God has never failed me. He's not going to fail me. He's faithful. Right? He's never going to leave us. He promises, I'll never leave you or forsake you. God cannot lie. He can't. If he lies, then everything's been spoken collapses. Right? He spoke this world into existence. If he starts lying, everything comes down. We are literally hanging in his word in time. Like, we're hanging. Our existence is hanging on his word. So he can't go back on it. He can't turn from it. So what he has spoken, he will fulfill. So, all right. What are you guys saying? What are you saying? Amen, amen, amen. God is in control. Yes. Keep your eyes fixed on the Savior. Yes, not on the circumstances. Amen. All right. Let's just remember God is sovereign. Amen. He allows, but there's a difference between allow and wills. Because God's will is to prosper you, to give you with long life, satisfy you, and show you his salvation. That is his will. That is what God wills, right? When you begin to see the prosperity of Abraham and what he walked in, that's God's will being fulfilled. Now, what is allowed is different than what is willed. Right. And I've said this before and I brought it up because there's this argument that, like, God allows evil. No, he doesn't perpetrate evil. He doesn't use evil. Now, he will allow something to happen, but that's not his will. Do you know? And I know. OK, so I use this as an example. I love my son, of course. I love my son. He's not old enough to drive yet, but let's say he's old enough to drive and I give him my car keys and I say, hey, go take the car out, go for a spin. You can, you know, meet up with your friends. Just come back safely, right? So I've allowed him to drive my car. Now, my will is that he comes back safely. That's what I will for him. I will that he comes back safely to me. Even though I allowed him to drive the car. Do you know what I'm saying? So you can allow something, but what your will is God makes his will clear in the word. He makes his will clear that just by studying the life of Jesus, what did Jesus do when he came in contact with sickness? He healed it. What did Jesus do when he came in contact with sin? He said, go and sin no more. What did Jesus do when he came in contact with the dead? He caused him to rise again. That Jesus is literally the representation of God's will here on this earth. Okay. Now things get messed up. I get it. But that doesn't change God's will or his word. Anyways, I'm talking way too much now. We've pretty much had a Bible study today, guys. God gives us free will. And we know his will. Yes, the creator I serve does not desire destruction of enemies. Yeshua said, love your enemies. Yes, we do love our enemies and we pray for those that hurt us, right? That is true. That is true. I'm not going to argue with that. What does the Bible say about Satanists? You're worshiping Satan, right? I think anything that comes against God is in like unification with evil in a way. Like, I don't understand that necessarily. I don't think the Bible mentions Satanists, but there are people that worship Satan. Major attacks on our own soil. You know what? You know what? And I can't, I'm not going to sit around as a mom and worry about being attacked here on our own soil. I'm not going to do that because that's operating in fear. That's not focusing on God. And I'm going to have faith over fear, right? I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go there with that. I'm going to pray over my family. I'm going to pray over my loved ones. I'm going to believe God that we're protected, that we're dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty, that though 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, it will not come near me in Jesus' name. Like, that is going to be my confession and what I speak, because what you speak is very important, right? Don't operate out of fear, and be careful what you speak, because there's power in your words. Once you start giving power to your words, they hold power. Okay. Like, a lot of people are like, well, you know, I pray and nothing happens. Well, have you put weight on your words? Do you watch what you speak? Because when you begin to speak and you begin to put weight and authority in your words, then what you speak is very, you got to be watching what you're saying, right? Just read the book of James. The power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. So you have to watch your words. Speak life over your family, speak life over your kids, speak life over your home, speak protection over your kids, speak protection over your family. That is what we speak, right? All right. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Amen. All right. Okay. Well, I'm gonna leave it at that. If more starts to happen and God just leads me to do more lives, I will. I would like to do something funny because I feel like people are like, oh, but don't lose heart, right? Be of good cheer, right? The joy of the Lord is our strength. And pray for our leaders. And I know this is even hard to say, but pray for Biden. Pray that he has wisdom, that he, you know, is not manipulated, that he just makes the right choices and decisions right now. And that's what we can do, right? We can use prayer, and there's power in prayer. Never underestimate the power of prayer. All right, you guys. I'm going to leave it at that. God loves you. God bless you. And just thank God for that blessed hope, right? We have it. All right, you guys. We'll talk soon. Bye, guys.